Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are continuing our series on root work. And for those that don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership of your life, starting with creating change within yourself. Over the last couple of years, any motivational video I've watched, any spiritual video, any sermon, if there was a quote, a message, a saying that stuck out to me, I wrote it down on a sticky note. And I started to call this my root work. All the stuff I needed to change about my life, things I needed to enhance, things I needed to work on are mainly on these sticky notes. So during this series, I've been going through picking five at random. And then I'll give you a little background on where I might have been in my life when I wrote that, what message I get from it, or what I might be implementing moving forward. So let's get started. Make room. I love y'all, but y'all got to get out for a minute. God is doing something new, and I can't have old mindsets crowding my heart and my mind. Make room. So this one, for me, it was at a time where I felt like all the surrounding things, all the surrounding people, all the ideals and things that those people had around me just weren't aligning with me moving forward. It wasn't aligning with the ideology I wanted to, you know, live in and thrive in. And I didn't see thinking like that as a way of growing and progressing. So with the make room, it was the story that we talked about before with God was, or when Jesus got to the little girl, and the little girl in everybody else's mind had passed away already. And God said she was just asleep. When God said that, everybody in the room laughed at him. And then he told them to leave the room. So it's, to make room is anyone that's not pushing your thoughts, anyone that's not supporting you in the way you want to live, the way you want to move, especially if it's something that's, especially if it's thoughts that help you grow and help you build. Sometimes you just got to tell them to get out of the room. Step out, let me focus on what I need to do in here, and then, you know, we can reconnect at some point. The reason for that is you don't need conflicting thoughts. You don't have time for you throwing out an idea, throwing out a vision, and then having people question that vision or question your motives or question your idea. If people aren't aligned with you and helping you to grow towards what you want to grow towards, in this season, you just got to let them go. Let them step out. There don't got to be no ill will. You ain't got to hate nobody, but you have to do what's best for you. That's the idea I got to myself. So I started allowing that to happen. Started allowing relationships to be put on pause. I started allowing the people to just do their own thing in their own space and not try to keep that thing close or keep that relationship close. Sometimes you just got to make room and let God do what God is going to do within that. And then figure everything else out at some point down the road. But take care of you. Take care of what you need to do. Take care of your mindset and the ideas that you want to push for your life. That's got to be number one. Let's go to number two. How can I look to culture, social, the world for my source of standards, then ask God to be my source of strength? That would be looking to the world to tell me how to live, and then asking God for strength for a standard that was not his. This one, man. This one is trying to be on both sides of the fence at the same time. Trying to please God and trying to please people. This is looking to social media, looking to those around you, looking to your surroundings to tell you how to act and what your standards should be and what you should accept in life, but then go and ask God to give you strength to do what they're doing. Give you strength to overcome the hurdles that they're doing. And since you're trying to follow them, now you're running into those same hurdles. You're running into those same roadblocks. You having that same anxiety, that same low self-esteem, that same doubt, but then going to God and ask you to give you strength to overcome doubt but you're doing what they're doing. That's I had to check myself and find and see what I was doing and how I was operating like that. And for a minute, it was about growing and building Be Limitless Today, but having the followers, having the likes, having the status. So I'm focused on getting the likes and the followers and the status, but God, why, how can I ask God to help me get all of this when that might not be his plan for me yet? He might be saying, we don't need you to do that. We need you to be consistent. We need you to put up the message that you're putting up. I need to work through you to reach two people right now. And then we can reach four people next week. You trying to get 1,000 people. I just need to reach these two or four. So if you ask me for my strength to reach the two or four that I need you to reach, then that I can do. If you ask me for my strength so you can get 1,000 followers over here so you can please them and look good for them and be accepted by them, that's not my will. So I had to check myself. I had to check myself with my vision and my ideas on what I think it should be and how I think it should be already and what we should be doing right now. If I am going to be a servant to God, if I'm going to listen to God, if I'm going to go to God to be my source, then I have to accept the will that God has for me. And I got to be comfortable in that, knowing that it's going to lead to the best. It's going to lead to the biggest and brightest life that I can have. But I got to trust the process. So if you are on that same boat and you are a believer and you pray and you ask God to help you in your situation, are you asking God for help to do the things that they're doing? Are you asking God for help to please, to get you to a status that will please somebody and make you look good for somebody and build up your esteem because now people think you got it going on. People think you're killing it out here. You rocking the game, you putting up videos, you're getting a ton of likes. What's the goal? If that's the goal, then go after the goal. But to ask God to help you over here when it's not his will, that's not gonna work out. So either get comfortable with what he's doing, which is where I'm at, just trying to be more comfortable. I ain't saying I'm all the way there. I'm a work in progress, but I'm shifting my focus. I'm shifting. I'm not underestimating the power of what one video can do or one message can do. I'm focusing on if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, it's going to get to where it's supposed to get to and have the impact that it's supposed to have. And that's at the end of the day, that's what I want is to have the impact. So be a blessing within that. Have your focus on that. If God is your source, use God the way God wants to use you and not in your own light. You got to be comfortable with letting that go. All right, let's do number three. Number three. And this kind of goes into it too. It's stop focusing so much on what you did or didn't get. Maybe it isn't as much about what God wanted to do for you this year as it is about what he wants to do through you. Stop focusing so much on what you did or didn't get. So this one makes me think it goes right back to what we were just talking about, is focusing on what I did or didn't get. So I didn't get the blow up. I didn't get that moment, that shift moment, that big explosion in the brand to where now my numbers are big and then I could do something with the numbers to help, grow my finances to help my family. And this is reminding me, don't be so caught on trying to figure out how it's going to work and what it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like all the time. Maybe God just wanted you to talk to that one person. Maybe God just wanted you to send that one text message that now that person is having a, taking a second to think about some things in their life. Maybe God just wanted you to be a blessing and be joyful to somebody's life, somebody that might have been extremely depressed and going through a terrible day and thinking about some suicidal thoughts or something like that. And God just had you say something nice to them, bring a smile to their face, tell them that they're loved, tell them that they're special, tell them that they have a gift. Maybe that was what you were meant to do in this season for this year. Maybe you weren't meant to stay at the job that you're at. Maybe you weren't meant to have the big promotion right now. Maybe you weren't meant to get in the relationship right now. Maybe you were meant to keep building and growing and falling more and more in love with yourself, going on dates with yourself, rekindling that thing within you, that passion, that joy that you've had within yourself. And you didn't need somebody to be there to spark it. You didn't need somebody to hug on and love on. You started loving on yourself more this year. This is just telling us just be okay with the process. Be okay with what's happening. Quit trying to think that you need something. Quit trying to push towards something that you don't have yet. Or trying to say that I have to be there, or this is what has to happen in order for me to. We don't know. That's the part. We don't know. So we just have to be comfortable where we are. Find out why are we where we are. Find the message in that. And then just keep growing from there, man. Keep loving from there. Keep expanding from there. But we keep focusing so much on the future, something that's out of our control is only going to cause anxiety. It really is, because now we feel like it's not happening the way we thought it should. And we don't have any control to change it one way or another. So now we're chasing, constantly chasing, and constantly not getting to where we're supposed to get to. Be present. That's all we got. Be present. Do what you can here and let that come. Let those things come. Of course, work towards goals, have a vision, do steps towards things that you want, but don't think that it has to be in a specific way, in a specific timeline that you feel like it should be in. Maybe God has a different plan. Maybe God will reroute you to that place. It was me with the last job I had. I wanted to make more money. I was pushing for a promotion at that job and never got it. Worked there for 4 years, never got a promotion. God had a different path for me. Got laid off, tried another job. That didn't work. Went back to IT, started making considerably more money than I would have ever gotten at that last place. God had a different route for me. I just had to get on course and get on plan with it. And the blessing within that is my son was born after I was laid off. So I had months that I was able to be here with him, build that relationship, build that foundation. And I mean, what price can you put on that? What price can you put on that? So trust the process. Find out what the message is while you're in it so you can live in that message and not be so focused on having to control the outcome. Give it a shot. Number four. Number four, number four. New work. Ecclesiastes 11 and 2. Invest in seven ventures. Yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. This is just a message to have multiple streams of income. Have that seven streams of income is like the standard as far as you want to get to that millionaire status. So it's constantly being open to new opportunities and new ideas. What I did hear about this concept recently, though, is people try to jump into too many things at the beginning. So you want, and this was Eric Thomas that talked about this, is you want to be, you want to have your day job, have your side hustle, have a second job, working as a nanny or something, and doing a working as Uber at the nighttime. So you're doing four or five things that you're giving 50% to at most, if you can. You know what I mean? You're not giving you give nowhere near your full potential to. So his concept with this is find one thing that you will are good at and that you want to master. Get really good at that. So build a high, he called it a high income skill. Build a skill that can bring in a lot of money at one time. The one I'm working on is being able to speak. So I want to being able to get on stage and be a speaker. So I'm digging into being a good speaker, being a good presenter. That's going to be a main source of income for me. So keep the day job, keep the salary and the benefits. Build being a great speaker, So those are going to be the high income items that I'll have, and then start diversifying and bringing in new things. Maybe real estate, maybe starting the foundation or something like that, or getting a complex, and now we're renting out to sports teams and sporting events. Just now you start to build those layers, but you have to have a high income skill that you built and that you can continue to work through to bring in the money. So I'm gonna go that route. I've been one that had multiple things going at once. I'd be working in IT. I was a fitness instructor at the same time. I was doing acting and modeling gigs at the same time. So I'm bringing in these small checks from these different places, but I'm not able to give none of them a real effort to really produce something major out of them. So this time around, you learn your lessons. You don't have to repeat what you did in the past. So now it's okay, I got my day job. Now what is going to be the thing outside of that? Motivational speaking, personal development. So within that, are you going to be a dynamic speaker that can deliver a message that can get you on multiple stages and get you big checks per gig? That's the goal. So look, what's the goal for you? What's the thing that you want to do? What's your gift that you can dig into, develop, grow, and then build a good check from? And then start to add those extra layers. It's in the Bible. It says, have seven, invest in seven, have your seven streams, work and grow. All right, work on it, people. Number five, we almost out of here. My wife always sneak in the door. Come on in. It's not that you just get through it, it's that you take something from it on your way through it. It's not just that you get through it, it's that you take something from it on your way through it. One of my favorite messages, or one of my favorite things to remember, is there's always a message in the madness. There's always a message in the madness. Whatever situation you go through, whatever difficult time, whatever time of confusion, whatever time of high stress, whatever time of you just feeling like everything is just chaos and you have no idea where to start, where to go, what to do. Your life just seems like it's too many things coming at you at once. There's always a message that you can pull from that. It's always a lesson. It's always some knowledge that you can pull that you can then turn into wisdom down the road. Because knowledge is just knowing information, but once you implement it, that's when it turns into wisdom. So for you to go through all of these difficult things, all these tough things in your life, hard times in relationships in your life, hard times at work with people that you may not have the best relationship with, but you still got to show up and put a smile on your face and be professional. Hard times in your finances where bills are coming in faster than money is. Hard times in your health when you just feel like you can't get a grip on weight gain, or you are getting bad reports from the doctor now, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. It's take a moment to find the message within that so you can try to not repeat that again. Take a moment and see, what could I have done differently? Why is something happening? How can I change this moving forward? What mindsets do I need to switch up? Because that's a big one, is we have a mindset about something, and then we don't look to change that mindset. We just look to go through that situation again and hope that it's going to be something different next time. Hope that it's going to be a better situation. We'll get into a relationship, we'll act a certain way, we'll do certain things, that relationship will end, but then we take that same energy, same mindset, same behavior into a new situation and wonder why that situation is going the same way, or why that relationship is going the same way. You have to switch things up. You go to a job and you get fired from that job for certain things, being late, bad attitude, things like that. If you just take that same thing to another job, you're just going to have the same result. Finances is more money going out than coming in. So if I got habits of spending money, I need to look at myself and say, where can I cut? Where can I change? Where can I change in my approach and the actions that I'm doing to where next month I'm not in the same boat. 6 months, I'm ahead of my bills and not behind. Find the message in there. What's going wrong? What are we doing wrong? How can we change that? With me, recently it was the fitness. I got to the point where I was comfortable being overweight. I was just cool being overweight. A guy came, he tried to sell me some stuff from Amway. Apparently they're doing a bunch of health products now. So he was trying to sell me protein drinks and energy drinks and protein bars. And I just straight up told him, man, I don't feel like working out and I'm cool with that. I didn't realize I was in that mindset until I spoke it to him. But I had been living that way for a year. I stayed at the same weight for an entire year. So what did I have to do? Start digging. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing? What patterns did I fall into? So some of the patterns was eating a lot of sugar and eating late were two big ones. It didn't matter how late it was. If I didn't have a meal, I would eat a meal at 11 o'clock, 11:30, midnight, still have a meal. Terrible, terrible for your weight. So I got on a plan. I started doing certain things and I lost 33 pounds in 6 months. Dropped back down to my pre-COVID weight. It's like I learned in the process what I was doing wrong, made a change, implemented change, and then got some different results from it. So what are you going through right now? What are some things that you're struggling with? What's the situation that you don't like? Don't just go through that situation. Get some information from that situation that you can implement moving forward to enhance your life. It seems like a simple product or a simple ideal, but it's effective. It's extremely effective. And whatever you've been doing has not been working for you previously. So, what do you have to lose to give it a try? Give it a try. Leave a comment down below. Let me know what you are changing. If you need you an accountability coach, I can help you with that. So I'm offering that to you. But give it a go, man. I just want to push something and help you guys try to enhance your life, live the life that you want to live, and just continue to grow year after year. I love you guys. I appreciate you for doing this episode with me. We always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create you some positive news this week. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.